Home care, Melissa speaking.
Hi, Melissa. My name's Jeremy Halpern. I don't know if we've ever spoken before, but I'm being told that you handle my case now. Can you
me?
Just tell me if that's true? I'm sorry?
No, I don't handle... Hold on, let me see. I think I spoke to you before. Give me one second, Mr. Halpern. It's not me, though. I will tell you who it is. Sorry.
Okay, even if it's not you, I'm hoping we can talk, but I'll just be patient.
Give me one tiny second.
Take your time. Melissa, may I ask you your last name?
Sure. Well, we usually provide the first initial as J-O. Interesting. I'm so confused.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I remember I spoke to you to set the case up back in December. But
Melissa, I'm sorry, please, just so I can keep things organized here. You said that your last initial is J, like my first name, Jeremy. Okay.
Correct.
Melissa J, great. I didn't mean to interrupt, sorry.
No, that's okay. So I'm looking here, now I'm doing some research. I see here that the authorization was taken away.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about anything except for one thing.
Okay.
I just spoke with Robin at the other number, and Robin was able to confirm for me that you guys have the history of my case, being that Wanda worked for me twice, two 15-hour shifts in the month of December. He was able to confirm that. I'm being told by her that she only got paid once, that she only got paid for one of those two shifts.
All right.
Have absolutely no idea how to convince her otherwise. I'm being told by Robin that you guys can't confirm at all whether or not she was paid once or twice because you're not allowed to divulge that kind of information to clients. She's never going to call in. I'm never going to be able to get her on a three-way call. So I'm trying to figure out literally any way at all to resolve this situation.
Will she answer if I call her?
No, but if I call her first, that raises the odds from 0% to 15%. But that's like if I'm able to reach her first, which is difficult. I can try. But your name is Melissa J. Will she know who you are?
Probably not, because I don't think I spoke to her. But she's,
Robin
said that we cannot disclose that information to you, that unfortunately I can't disclose it. But if she calls in to confirm, obviously we can let her know.
If she calls in, you can confirm to her that she was paid twice. You can set her straight.
We can review with her pay stubs, and if it was an error, then we'll let her know. If it was good, then we'll let her know. But we would have to speak to her. Do you want me to try calling her on my end first? Or do you want to speak to her first?
I think it would be helpful if I got her first.
Just let her know that you're trying to make sure that she was paid for what she worked.
She knows. She will know why I'm calling her, but that doesn't help. It sounds to me like she just doesn't want to deal with the issue anymore, and which means she at this point, and I don't want to speak for her, but this is the way I interpreted it, and maybe I'm paranoid, but this is the way I'm interpreting it. She believes that she was only paid once for working twice, and she's exasperated, and she doesn't want to deal with any of it, and she doesn't ever want to be my aide again, and she's just kind of sick of it. She's probably just a little sore about it right now, but I have no reason to believe that anyone thinks, other than her, that she was only paid once. You and Robin, at some point, I would have heard it in your voices if there was some major screw-up, i.e. that she was only paid for one shift when in fact she worked twice. Obviously that's not the case. We all know it except her. And I can't convince her otherwise because, like, I don't know the dates or anything. I am going to reach out to her right now and try to communicate some of this, but it's difficult. It's difficult. And can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Let's say you were able to text her. Could you text her right now, Wanda, you were paid twice for two separate shifts in December, or Wanda, you were only paid once for the two shifts in December, please call the office. Could you just send one of those two texts? You're not divulging anything to me. I won't know anything unless she chooses to share it, but it will communicate to her the reality of the situation without her having the opportunity to say, no, 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 I don't want to talk to anybody.
So the only thing that's going to cause a red flag is going to be that she's going to say, why is she texting me this? Like, if I didn't call in regards to this, because I don't know if she did. I'm not a coordinator. I don't do anything with cases that are active. If I send her that message, it's going to trigger a red flag to her, like, why is she sending me this message? So I don't know.
It's going to trigger a red flag to her. To
well,
Wanda?
Yeah, because coordinator. She's going to know that you called on her behalf because of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if she's spoken.
She knows everything. I've been arguing with her about this for 3 weeks. She will definitely know exactly what's going on. She will know that I called you guys and got you guys to send her a text because she and I can't agree. So I called you guys to say it's either this way or that way. You don't have to tell me which. Just tell her which.
So what I can do is I can have, because again, I am not the coordinator. She's going to, and I've never spoken to her.
Who is? Because I was told you. I was told you should be my point person by Robin.
No. I was the one who helped set it up, which is the before part from when the case starts. Once the case starts, it goes to another coordinator. I'll tell you right now. Give me 1 second.
Because no one's telling me anything. Could I, please, could you remind me what your extension is?
My extension is 130.
130. Thank you. I really appreciate you even if I don't get everything I want, I really appreciate that you're talking to me. I have had a devil of a time getting any human being on the phone. When Robin picked up, I was like, oh, you're not a machine. Oh my God. Like, I lost my mind.
And then he
gave me your number and I've never had your number. So like this is a whole daisy chain of phone numbers I've never had. Didn't know I should be calling. It's been rough.
No. Okay, give me 1 second, Mr. Jeremy.
Take your time.
Of course.
I'm not in a rush.
Okay, give me 1 second. Hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, Jeremy, your coordinator that was on your case is Valeria.
I spoke to Valeria once, I think. Valeria, can you give me a last initial?
Last initial, C like Charlie.
C like Charlie. Can you give me a number and an extension?
So it's the same one as pretty much everybody. It's 267-551.
267-551.
7436.
7436.
And her extension is 136.
136. Okay. It is my expectation that I'm not going to be able to reach her today. I will leave her a voicemail, and hopefully, you know, we can get somewhere fruitful maybe on Monday if I'm not able to reach her. But if I'm not able to reach anyone, I told Robin this, and I'll tell you this, if I'm not able to reach her, I have no choice have to call you guys back because there's no one else. I don't know anyone else's name who works for the company other than Tamidi, and I haven't been able to reach her in 3 weeks.
Oh, because so, yeah, Tamidi does HR. So let me do this. I'm going to transfer you to Valeria's extension. Leave her a message, and I'm going to put a note here for her to reach out to you in case you can't reach her. I know that at 4 o'clock she has meetings, so she may not be able to pick up after 4. But you can try her. I mean, I'm going to transfer you now. If she answers, just leave her a voice message. And if not, just try her again like around 3:30-ish to see if she's there. But she is in today.
Okay. You have been very cool. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad I was able to help a little.
Well, I didn't go that far, but you have been nice, so. We'll see.
I hope so.
I'm going further along the path. In that sense, it might be good, but until I get, until I get real information, it's just one call after another. But I appreciate that you're connecting me to Valeria, and you told me your extension, and, at least today, everyone's being nice. I like that.
Oh, that's good. Okay, no, we like that. That's good. All righty. Just in case, I'm going to transfer you now, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.